What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And it's me, Greg Miller, just fresh off the news that Terry Funk has passed away. Of course, Terry Funk, a pro wrestling legend. And I know so many of you are always like, oh, Greg talks about wrestling too much now. But like, come on. Terry Funk died, 79. So of course, quite the life, quite the career, but still a complete. You know, it's one of those you forget about. You forget that people are gonna die, and you don't think about like just randomly Terry Funk passing away. And of course, like, I don't want to front like I'm Terry Funk's biographer. I never met Terry Funk or anything like that. Like, Terry Funk is a to me a cornerstone of my ECW high school attitude era, where, you know, I was so into wrestling back then, but like so into it, right? And it was the attitude era, and it was Mick Foley, and it was Mankind, and it was ECW, and of course my friends and I idolized Mick in him doing all the crazy shenanigans and extreme Cactus Jack stuff. And it was then, you know, revealed, of course, that Terry Funk was his mentor and all the crazy stuff they had done in Japan and all these other crazy death matches. And then, you know, as we got into ECW, learning about, okay, cool, well, this is what's happening and who this guy is and this legend you're bringing in. And then I think of, you know, Beyond the Mat. It was a 1999 documentary about professional wrestling that was a big deal. I know it sounds goofy now, but remember how much harder it was to get content about the things you loved and see them. But at the time, this was a documentary that was like a behind the scenes, no pun intended, no holds barred, look at wrestling. And it was there for a bunch of really pivotal moments. It was there backstage for the I Quit match with The Rock and Mankind. It was there for Draws' introduction and like tryout and interview with Vince McMahon. It was there for Terry Funk's retirement in 1999, his retirement, which he of course quickly came out of. And then, you know, I think the documentary has a joke that he retires and then immediately starts up again. But that was the thing of, I think I knew Terry Funk through ECW. I knew Terry Funk through Mankind and Mick Foley, and then watching that documentary was really his time to shine. In a behind the scenes, here he is. They talked to his family. They talked about all the crazy shit he had done. What a soft-spoken, nice guy he was. Even though in the ring he was a holy terror, you know, with barbed wire and chainsaws and flaming cattle prods and all the crazy shit Terry Funk did. And so, you know, I think also for WWE fans, like, if you ever saw Hell in a Cell, Mankind versus Undertaker, Terry Funk runs in and gets chokeslammed by the Undertaker. Well, he runs in when Mick gets thrown off the cell, but then he runs back in when Mick gets thrown through the cell, and like they need to buy time, and Undertaker chokeslams Funk. And I think it was in the 25th anniversary video they just put out where there was like a commentary about it where, you know, Taker and Foley are talking about, like, you know, he sent Terry Funk over to find out if Mick was dead. And when he came back and said he wasn't dead, he got chokeslammed. And it was like the first time the messenger ever got chokeslammed for something goofy. I don't know. I'm not like devastated by this. Again, I'm not like, you know, personally this. I'm affected, right? Because I was a fan, I guess. But like, it's one of those, like, you know, he was a legend. Terry Funk was a legend. So it's like a super like, oh man, like, yeah, I think there's so many people and so many things in your life that you watch or consume or enjoy really, and they, you know, kind of move on and move out and become something else, you know, going on that you don't. I didn't wake up every day going, I wonder what Terry Funk's up to. I wonder how Terry Funk's doing. And so, you know, to sit there and be just on the internet today and see, first I think I saw Alex Navarro quote tweet a Terry Funk, something about Terry Funk's move, but it wasn't about him passing. And then see a WWE tweet, it caught me off guard, or WWE tweet, it caught me off guard. And I wanted to say, hey, you know, obviously a shout out to Terry Funk, rest in peace. And of course, I think this is always a great not lesson, but great example of like how many people are out there saying incredibly nice things and how much they like Terry Funk and how amazing he was and all the stuff. They're saying that right now, and I would always drive you to say that to people. You know what I mean? You're not guaranteed tomorrow. They're not guaranteed tomorrow. I think it's always heartwarming, but then also kind of sad that it feels like it's really like milestone birthdays, maybe a retirement, a wedding, but definitely a death, a funeral, right, where everybody says amazingly nice things about somebody. So I think, you know, as I've often talked about in all of our programming, and this isn't say nice things about us, I mean people in your lives, people you casually enjoy or whatever. But anyways, hate is the biggest motivator, right? Being angry about something is a huge motivator, right? Of being like, yo, I'm mad at this, so I'm going to tweet this person, let them know I'm mad at them. I'm going to put up this thing about how much I hate this thing, yada, yada, yada. We rarely take the time to celebrate things. And of course, that's what, you know, it would make a world a better place, the internet a better place, if people were more inclined to, rather than share the take they fucking hate, share the podcast they really enjoyed, share the YouTube video, the art, the drawing, the musical performance, whatever it is that you got a kick out of. We should all be more empowered to share those things and then tell those artists, creators, friends, and family that they did a great job. So yeah, a weird one today. I don't know. But yeah, rest in peace, Terry Funk. Everybody, tell the people who you like that you like them. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.